Well, we've got several different things. You know, sometimes God's got a different agenda, and sometimes things go a little differently. So we've got several things that are a little unusual today. One of them is we're losing a member, we're losing the presence of someone that has been a big tool in God's hands for our body for a short time as she goes to school. And so I'd like Grace to come down here, and we're going to pray for her. She's fixing to go to Word of Life, and some of you may know what that is, but that's it's a program that's really a Bible education, right, Grace? And it's supposed to be very, very intense. I believe they have a full two-year program. You can go 1 year or 2 years. And Grace has made the commitment to go, which was a big commitment, and she's trusted God in some areas to make that happen. And she's leaving, and I talked to her in the hall on the way because her dad gave me a little information, and sometimes when kids hear that, they go, oh no. But her dad told me that she had gotten a text last night from a friend who was struggling, and that she had texted her back, and when he had read the text, God just spoke in his heart and said, that's why she needs to go to Word of Life. Because, you know, God has worked in her so powerfully. And most of you know her. She has tried to serve God. She's not perfect like anybody else. But she has tried to serve God and tried to share God's love. And we have had people come into this church and find Christ simply because you reached your hand out to them. So God used you as a youth, young teenager, and I know he's got some tremendous plans for you as you get older. And I'd just like to ask you if you'd like to share that, anonymously, but would you just like to kind of share what that advice and what that texting was?
Sure.
Let me get that adjusted.
I'm just going to read it to y'all. Okay, so one of my friends from work, she was struggling with like some anxiety issues, you know, and that kind of stuff. And I know she's not a believer. So I asked her if it was okay if I send her some scripture. And she was like, sure. So I sent her Philippians 4, you know, 6, 4, 6, you know what I mean. I sent her that whole chapter pretty much. And just, you know, it was a huge text message. And she sent me back, how do you know that God's real? And I was like, oh, crap, you know that?
She didn't text that part.
That's just a hard question, you know? So I sent her this. I'm just going to read it to you. So I said, well, there's actually a lot of evidence that he is real from facts from the Bible matching up with things here on earth. I mean, I read this book called More Than a Carpenter, and it was about facts proving Jesus Christ was on earth claiming to be the Son of God. And think about it, famous scholars and artists from the same time that Jesus was on earth were writing in their journals and stuff, you know, stuff like, there's a man named Jesus walking around claiming to be the Son of God, you know, that kind of stuff. So we know for a fact that Jesus Christ existed. So then you think, well, he's either a lunatic, a liar, or he's the Son of God. And as you read through, it explains many things that have to do with Jesus. But those facts and theories are what gives me hope, because, I mean, I can't make you feel what I feel when I think about God and everything I know he does for me. But God is the Almighty. He's always been and always will be. He's not human, but I agree that the thought of, well, who created God scares me too. But our mind is so small compared to him that there's no way we can understand. But that's where faith comes in. Faith is so important in Christianity because God rewards faith. If you put faith in his hands and trust that he will provide, then he does. And I mean, he's such a wonderful God. I have a lot of passion for him and what he stands for. He's never let me down, and he's never left me. And he sticks with me through all my crap. I know, because as soon as I am at a point where I need help, you know, I just pray. And he gives me the help I'm looking for most of the time, not even in the way I wanted it. But he still has my back, and he always will. So that's what I sent her. That's what my dad wanted me to read. So
Well, I hope your dad's not embarrassing you. But I had her do that, and I didn't know what was in there. I didn't know what she was going to read. But I know Grace, so I know it was going to be good. The reason I wanted to really let her get up there is because that's what ministry is really all about. It's not having the professional that you refer them to who knows everything and is situated in life where it's easy to live. But it's just an ordinary person who's got the same struggles and the same strengths and same weaknesses as everybody else, but they've got a relationship with God. And it makes the difference in who they are. And so when somebody says, I don't understand, or somebody says, help, or somebody says, why is this happening to me? You just simply say what's in your heart. You know, I can't explain everything, but I know this, he makes a difference for me. And I believe, here's why. And you have a conversation. You know, what's she got? She's got someone in her life that Christ lives in, and she's having a conversation. That's what the Bible's talking about equipping the saints for the ministry. And Grace is a saint just like all of you, because she's decided her life is not hers. It's set apart for God. What God wants her to do, she'll do. What God wants her to say, she'll say. That makes her a saint, a set apart one for God. And that's pretty cool. And who knows what comes from conversations like that, but I know that there's a lot of people sitting in this room that came to Christ through conversations like that. There are a lot of people in this room that didn't know how to follow or pursue God, that were spurred on to seek further and get their lives in line with Christ through conversations like that. And so I think that Word of Life is going to be even a greater equipper for you. And because you've meant so much to us, I wanted to call you up and pray for you before you go, okay? So let's all pray for Grace. Father, we are just so grateful for the joy and for the energy that you have brought into our lives through Grace. And she is a person whose heart is open, and she is a person who has a real relationship with you through the ups and through the downs. She seeks to find you, and she seeks to work towards being who you want her to be. And that's not always easy. But she's made this commitment to put herself in an atmosphere where your word is central and where you can work powerfully in her life in a concentrated way. She's dedicated this time. She's spent this money. And she's made this commitment to travel and be in a place where she is focusing on your voice. And I pray, Lord, that you will speak to her powerfully, that you will help her to grow, and that you will put your hand upon her and use her in mighty ways as you already have. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.